91.1 WEDM. Welcome to this week's episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast. Today, Colin Echols and we are joined by the other three members of Inside the Huddle, Isaiah Hoffman, Justin Hoke, and Judson Compton.
What's up?
Start out, how are y'all three doing today?
I'm doing great.
Doing pretty good.
Everyone's doing good. Ready to go? So, yeah, for this episode this week, we're all going to do just one segment.
Very special.
Very special, yeah. Talking about all the major fall sports here at Warren Central High School. It was a pretty good fall season, I feel like.
All around.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no state championships in any of the fall sports, but there were some big runs that were made.
A lot of improvement.
Definitely too. A lot of improvement. And I think we definitely want to start out with every Warren Central High School student's favorite sport here at Warren, football. We can talk for ages about the football team here.
Right.
Obviously, you know, they came off last year, a 14-0 season, and won the state championship. Graduated a bunch of talent, you know, Romier Elliott, David Bell, Jaden George, Justin Britt, a lot of other people on the defense, a lot of people on the offense. Montrez Stanley was another one. And then they come out this year with a tight end as a quarterback, Kobe Moore, and they finished a regular season record of 6-3 and ended 8-4. On the season after losing in the regional championship. Justin, I know you and I did a lot of those games, live broadcast. Isaiah, you did a couple. Judson, you were there for most of them on the sideline, hanging out and watching the action go down. So, guys, go ahead and put your input in on this season. Personally, I think it was a good season.
I had a quick question, though. What was everyone's favorite game from, like, this year? I really liked Ben Davis. Even though we lost, I really enjoyed that game.
I enjoyed Ben Davis.
Ben Davis was a good one.
I think my favorite was Center Grove the first game.
Center Grove the first one was good.
Lawrence North was another one.
Which one? The comeback or?
The comeback was good.
The comeback was good. I'd probably give it to Lawrence North.
I really liked that Ben Davis game because we were all on pins and needles that whole time. Especially in the booth, down on the sidelines, it was chaos. It was just a fun game to be at.
Yeah. It was. I mean, obviously, you know, the call at the end. For those of you that don't know, the call at the end was
crazy.
A play interference, basically. So Ben Davis tried to kick a last-second field goal. It got blocked. And before time ran out, the Warriors sideline basically rushed the field. And according to the official IHSAA explanation, there was a flag thrown for an interference on the play, but then later in the year the officials came back and I guess ruled that there should have been a sideline warning before there was the actual penalty.
Now if that was Ben Davis, how do you think that would have turned out?
I mean, it probably would have been the same. I don't think it was necessarily a bias towards one team or another.
Now if it was somebody against like Carmel,
Then you could make a case.
Chill. But it was but if it was because it was Ben Davis, I don't really put too much stock in, you know, screwed us.
That's one of the biggest rivalries in, you know, the MIC.
It's a Circle City classic.
That's what I'm saying. It's East Side, West Side rival. It's just a classic game every single year. So I think that was probably one of the more exciting ones, even though the outcome.
That and Lawrence North.
Trinity was a good one, too.
I forgot about the Trinity game, too.
Then if you look at it, the past 3 years that we've played Trinity, we lost by one the first year.
Came back by like 30 the second year.
We won the second one by one, and then we lost this year's by like, what, three?
Yeah.
Something like that.
14-17.
Yeah, so it was stupid close every single year.
I don't really remember much from the Tinley game.
Trinity.
The Trinity. So, I don't remember either. I just remember it was a close game.
I just remember.
It was like a defensive game.
I remember it was coming down to the wire. And it was like.
That was the one when Trinity's field goal kicker kicked like a 40-yarder in the middle of the third and then no one did anything else. Mm-hmm.
We saw that inexperience from Kobe in the fourth quarter when a few seconds
when he
left.
Ran out of bounds.
We saw the inexperience.
Oh, that was that game.
For as much as he's progressed from then to now is crazy.
Definitely. Well, I mean, you got to think about it, too. He was supposed to come in this year as a backup quarterback, like not even second string, like third or fourth string, and play tight end, and you switch him the week before you open the season to a quarterback position. I mean, that's crazy to me.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, for him to make that adjustment as quickly as he did, personally, for the situation he was in, I don't think he did that bad of a job.
He didn't.
He was pretty good. I think for the situation he was thrown into, he was basically thrown into the fire from the start. I'm pretty sure he had a little bit of preparation for it, but...
Yeah, he had a couple weeks, but I mean, to adjust from tight end to that's just crazy to me.
He just made mistakes based off of his inexperience. Like, it was his first season out there, so, you know...
Definitely.
Bound to make mistakes.
Right.
And
but
like,
I think...
Oh, go ahead.
I think one of the best reasons, though, that he did so well this year was the chemistry that he has with everybody. His chemistry with all these players is... legit.
Receivers especially.
Right.
DeMarcus Brown, wasn't it?
Yeah, DeMarcus was his favorite target all year. It actually started out being Derek, because Derek was a really high-profile target for him. And then
Chris Atkins, too.
Chris was, too. And then, you know, you move towards the end of the season, and DeMarcus was his go-to. So those four have really good chemistry. Of course, they've also grown up together playing football. So you look, I mean, it's just, you can't ask for a better turnout for what Kobe Moore did than what actually happened.
I mean, he progressed throughout the year. You look at the beginning of the year where his passing downfield, it wasn't the best. And then, like, at the end of the year, and Center Grove was a great explanation of that, downfield to DeMarcus Brown for a touchdown. And it was it was right on the money, too.
Money. Perfect throw. And that was, I mean, in the weeks before that, too, LN in the sectional championship the week before Center Grove, that was Kobe Moore's probably his best performance pass that we saw all year. In terms of passing, the first LN game we saw him use the legs too, scored scored the first
basically
three touchdowns.
Random like the first four plays.
Yeah, I mean Kobe Moore. That's one of the great things I think about him. He's got a cannon. Once he got into his groove, he could throw the ball really well, and he uses those tight end legs.
And
we
talked
about that a lot.
That was his problem with Center Grove. He didn't really have that room to run if he needed to. Because usually when he's in that situation where he can't get a throw, he can just take off. And that's one thing Center Grove really did a good job on, was locking on that and not letting him run out if there's no one open.
Definitely. Even though he did score one touchdown to get us within one. So, I mean, definitely can't ask for a better thing from Kobe. Judson, you got anything else to throw in about the football season?
I just heard a lot of people were talking about how this year's wide receiver core was one of the best, one of the best Warren has had. And I just want to know your guys' thoughts about that.
I think that's a reasonable statement. You know, they're not saying it's the best or anything, because
they did their job when they needed to.
That is true. I think that's why they were so good.
And they stepped up and made plays.
They were able to do that. I mean, obviously, you don't have the superstar power of David Bell anymore. You don't have a five-star athlete out on the field making plays for you every play.
And you also don't have a Alabama commit.
Right, you don't have an Alabama quarterback in Jaden George. You just don't have that.
I think the one thing that I always liked about the receivers, and it was like the kick returns, because Eli Price, you never knew if he was either going to bring it to the, if he was going to get a touchdown or not. So he was one of my favorites to watch.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about the receiver corps this year. I think one of the big reasons why they were one of the best is they're so dynamic in everything that they do.
A lot of big play potential.
Right.
A lot of big upside.
You look at them, you look at some of the jet sweeps that they ran too, the wide receivers were running the jet sweeps instead of putting a quarterback out on the edge.
I just think it had a lot to do with our running game was not viewed as dominant as it was last year with Romier.
Definitely not.
And so that our wide receivers definitely had to step up, and so they were just kind of given a little bit more extra credit.
Randy pulled his weight.
Yeah, Randy did.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
I can't wait to see what DeMarion does next year, because he's got the helm for running back.
So he does.
It's fun to watch next year.
As a freshman, he started in, what, two or three games?
Yeah.
I think when they moved Randy back over to safety, and DeMarion Harris can carry his own weight.
It's going to be fun to watch him for the next few years.
It definitely will be. In the defensive side of the ball, too, strong as always. Marquise Cross, Damon Jones, the whole secondary. Andrew Nelson, probably
he's a junior, right?
Yeah, probably the most unexpected of the defense this year. The linebacking core wasn't necessarily supposed to be all that, but, I mean, Andrew Nelson, he turned out to be an animal this year.
That all-important middle linebacker position is basically the quarterback of the defense.
Definitely.
And it's basically the most important position on the defensive side of the ball.
And so we all know the most animated on the defensive side, Willie Eaton.
Oh, yeah. He was.
You cannot go talking about this secondary without Willie.
You can't go about this season without talking about Willie.
No.
Had pick sixes, picked up the ball and ran it back.
Scores, pick sixes. Anything that Willie Eaton needed to do, he was going to do. So let's just get that out the way. Willie Eaton was probably, I think, the best defender in the secondary.
Switching
this year.
The field.
Definitely.
Catching a ball on one side, going all the way on the other end.
Did a great job of that.
And I believe that was the Lawrence North game. Lawrence North game.
No, that was
the first one.
The one where
That was because BD was a scoop and score. BD was a scoop and score.
It's crazy how this defense, we were all talking about this defense, and then it seemed like the defense for the first half of the season really carried this team, and then the offense finally found its way. They got together, Kobe started to figure things out, and the offense started clicking more than the defense had seen come that tail end of the year.
Definitely a big swing for that. And now, you know, stepping aside from football because we want to give some of the other sports some love.
Right.
Moving to boys and girls soccer. Girls soccer started off pretty rough. Didn't win until all the way up until senior night when they beat Perry Meridian. That was their first win. Then they got a couple more wins after that. Beat Speedway in sectionals and unfortunately lost in their sectional championship.
I remember hearing one of the scores to their games in like the very beginning of the season was 1-10.
Yeah.
And then I heard that they made it to the second round of sectionals. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, hey.
And where'd they finish last year?
They didn't make it out of the first round of sectionals last year.
There's some improvement.
They're definitely improving. They're on their way up. I mean, they do with what they got. They don't have a very deep team outside of the starting lineup. So, they really kind of run their starting lineup into the dirt. And, you know, when they're tired and you don't have anyone to sub in for them, you're in kind of a rough spot. So, but, I mean, they've got some stars coming up there for sure. So they're definitely going to be a Warren Central team to look out for in the future. And you look at boys soccer, won their sectionals, went on to the regional championship. Unfortunately, their season ended there. Probably one of the most solid boys soccer seasons we've had here in a while.
And they had a new coach this season, too.
Very true. But the good thing about him was he's just the new head coach. He's been here coaching as an assistant. So they already know him. They already know his play style. And luckily enough for him, his play style's working for these guys.
And I've heard nothing about good things about the coach. Like I work with some of the soccer players, and they told me that they, you know, they really like his coaching style, and it definitely seemed to work. So that's always good to hear, and you're hopeful when you hear stuff like that.
Definitely. I mean, I don't think you can ask for a better season from boys soccer. Obviously, toward the end of the season, they were kind of worn down and kind of hanging on by threads here and there, but you do with what you got. That's what you do in every sport. If one man goes down, the next one has to step up, and you do it all the way until you're out of people. So I think for them to make it to regionals this year was a really big thing. They haven't done that for a long time, and I think they're going to continue to improve throughout the next 3 years. Justin, what do you think? You haven't said too much about soccer.
I'm just waiting for cross country because I know.
Let's move on to cross country then, because that's you. That's kind of your home. So go ahead and fill us in on what you think about cross country this year.
Cross country to start off was rough.
Where'd y'all finish? Sorry, my fault. We kind of went through it. For every sport, we did it at the beginning, so I was just kind of like.
I got you. So at the beginning, it was rough because our best runner, Zachariah Johnson, well, it's up to debate if he's best, but our best runner, Zachariah Johnson, was out for a substantial amount of time, and a lot of the other team was dealing with a lot of injuries, so we had to kind of work through that, and Keith Bai rose up to the occasion in a first meet, ran 16:04.
Is that good? I don't know how good cross country is.
That's
what a good time is.
That's good.
So what's like an average time?
I'd say in order to qualify for state, I'd say you have to break 16.
Okay. All right.
I'd say a good cross country time would maybe be low 18s, depending on your class.
Okay. So he did a very high run.
He carried for most of the year.
Okay.
I'd say for time wise, I'd say freshman, you would want to be low 19s, upper 18s. Sophomore, a lot of them usually hit that sophomore wall. So I would say maybe a low 18s, very high 17s. Junior, low 17s. High 16s, maybe even mid 16s. And then your senior year, that's where you go all out. And,
for sure.
Yeah. So we did pretty, and we got better and better as the weeks went on. And Zach finally came back, I believe, after County, and that's when everything took off. I believe we got fourth at sectionals, second at regionals. Our semi-state is ridiculous. We got a 15th, but, you know, six of those teams in our semi-state went on to, I don't know if it was six, but at least four of them went on to medal at state.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So it's not like you guys were losing to teams that shouldn't have been beating you. You guys were losing to real competitors.
Yeah. Keith by one sectionals and regionals individually. So
I mean, hey, that's, I think cross country is definitely on the come up. Some of your younger runners are definitely pushing their way to the top. And I think by the time those young athletes are juniors and seniors, maybe some of them even sophomores, I think that some of them are definitely going to be carrying their own weight and carrying a lot of that team.
Yeah, and even though Keith By and Zach Johnson, two best runners, are seniors and they're going to be leaving, we still have a lot of good people. Say Kevin Sasser and Jacob Hartman should be mid-16s, maybe even lows. Junior Xavier Wills, he should be able to break 16 next year. And just after that, I think this team, unlike recent years, this team is very deep.
And I think me and you talked to Kevin about that.
Yeah.
And he also said, you know, the team's super deep when it comes down to freshmen all the way up to senior.
The team is very deep. I'd say maybe since 2016 or 2017 when Kyle was here, we've been relying too much on the top guys, like the top two or three, to help carry us all the way through. But now we have, you know, we're 7, 8, 9 guys deep that can, you know, consistently break 19 and can, you know, bring in that score, bring in the score. So
definitely always a good thing for that. And I mean, that's really the big four, really the big three that Warren has in terms of fall sports. So I think overall this fall was a pretty decent turnout for Warren Central Athletics.
You know, we got women's basketball going on.
Right.
Boys winter basketball coming up.
Swimming.
Swimming starting up. Wrestling. Everything. Wrestling. All the big powerhouse winter sports are about to start up for Warren Central.
It's going to be fun.
It's definitely going to be an interesting winter. I'm assuming we'll do another one of these before we go on Christmas break. It's always a big thing we do just to kind of do a little recap on halfway through the winter season. And then at the end of winter season, we will do the full recap on that. And yeah, I think, you know, despite no state championships, obviously Warren's used to winning state championships for something throughout the year, but I think there's definitely a state championship coming.
Next year's gonna be fun.
Next year will be fun. I think there's gonna be a state championship coming here in the fall next year, and I think there's gonna be a couple coming in the spring potentially. You know, boys girls track, that's always a big thing. So that being said, this is another episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast. Thank you for listening, as always. Make sure you tune in next week because we will have some special Thanksgiving interviews coming up for you guys to listen to over your Thanksgiving holiday. Once again, thank you for listening to Inside the Huddle Podcast on the sports voice of your Warren Central Warriors, 91.1 WEDM.